Hi, and thanks for joining me. My name's Hugh, and firstly I'm going to say I'm relatively new to Matrix. I've been a supporter of the project from afar. In fact, my username was first registered in August 2014, which predates the actual launch of Matrix and the Synapse home server. But it's only in the last few months that I've been working hands-on with Matrix and getting to know it better. So please forgive my the limits of my knowledge, and certainly for this presentation, I'm going to assume that you already know what Matrix is. Everything I'm going to talk about today is based off of work that Travis Ralston did last year or so, from the MSC work through to the prototypes of the SDK and the web interface. So a big thank you to Travis. A few months ago, Matthew Hodgson got in touch and asked whether I'd be interested in doing some work with Matrix, and specifically to work on one of the Beyond Chat projects. In the Matrix 2021 holiday special, there was a section about the Beyond Chat and looking at use cases beyond plain old chat. So the project that I started working on was working with how can we build a file system on top of Matrix. And today I'd like to show you kind of what we've built, how we can model a classical file hierarchy over Matrix, and also looking at what are some of the practical side of what's possible at the moment. I've got a demo to show you, some MSCs to look at, SDKs, and also talk about the next steps as well. So diving into the MSC side of things, so MSC 3089, which is in draft state, I think, proposes a way to represent folders and file hierarchies. It builds, very much builds on the spaces support that was added to Matrix relatively recently. And in essence, we have a folder maps to a room and a file maps to an event or multiple file events within the room. The tree, a folder, which called in the spec is a tree space, as I said, is hierarchy using the spaces feature. So a parent room or a parent folder can have reference to a child folder. A child room or folder has reference to a parent folder. Using model of a room being a folder, you can use the permissions and membership system on a room to manage who has access to the folder and therefore the files in the folder. The room, the folder, can also be end-to-end encrypted, so you get that potential benefit as well. So files within the hierarchy are modeled as what are called MSC 3089 branches, and the process of adding a file to folder is you upload the file as normal to the media repository that can be encrypted or not. You send your m.file event with an extra tag to say that this is a MS 3089 leaf. And you also send a state event to the room, to the folder, which allows for building up an index of all of the current, all of the files, and pointing to the latest version or the version of the file. And then so that the clients can use that as the to maintain a representation of the room in a traditional structure. To add a new version of a file, you upload the content again, send the file event, and you send a new state event which increments the version number and points to the new file event, and replaces the previous state. So from one version you can traverse to previous versions of the file in order to show the full file history if you need to. There's a bit more to it, but fundamentally that's it. So let's get stuck into the demo. And the form demo is a web client that you can go and try out for yourself now. It's deployed publicly and is on